Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, all you great news fans, but especially you fellas. Trust me, I understand that if you can't perform in the bedroom, you know, the way you want to, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, but you want to get it handled, right? But you don't want to get in line, and then you don't want to go to a doctor's office and talk about this because it's already awkward enough. This is where Blue Chew comes in, and this is why Blue Chew is so awesome. The exact same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet, and it's at a fraction of the cost. Best part? It's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Don't wait any longer. If you're concerned, go to bluechew.com. And by the way, I got a special deal for you guys. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code M-I-K-E-Y. That's Mikey at checkout. Just pay the $5 in shipping. Go to bluechew.com, promo code Mikey. Receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank you so much, Blue Chew, for sponsoring Great News.
Are you jiving to that music, Mike? Are you really getting into
so
it?
Good. I can't help it.
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Great News. This is where Mike Catherwood and I take a look at stories that actually maybe restore your faith in humanity, because there are a lot of people doing a lot of good things that don't get covered. And on the news, if there's a shooting, it's on 48 hours straight. And you don't get these kinds of stories, the kinds of stories that actually where people are being kind and unbelievably nice to each other.
Yeah, and it's important to remind ourselves that most of the time, most of the people are being amazing and good, and that's all inside us. And that's why Kevin and I do this show, and it's a tremendous service. We should be
right. It's a tremendous service that we're doing, and we also have to do it because of the court order. But don't worry about right. that.
It's part of our anger management. Yes. Yes. We went to the Russell Crowe School of Interpersonal Relationships.
All right, you got an intro for Kevin, us?
Yes. An intro by David Bowie.
Oh, wow. It's a challenge.
It's an intro. It's an intro, darling. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike here to give you great news.
Not bad. Hey, considering. Considering it's David Bowie and it's you. Thank you. My first story is, it comes from the Instagram of Britt Pena, and it is, here's the headline. Okay. 2021, and I don't know how many people can say this, 2021 was the best year of my life.
None. Because right? when you said the words, here's the headline, 2021, then my brain went to, is pure shit.
Right.
Is the was Holocaust.
The,
is
was like, the was greatest the year yeah. of my life.
Okay.
So they did a 23andMe, and this guy, whose wife put the thing together and went through it and found some of these people, really met pretty much all of his family for the first time in 2021. I don't know exactly how they got separated at the beginning, but watch this video, and it is unbelievable how many different people he met for the first time in his entire life last year. Says, if I found my dad in 2021. So his dad opens the door for the first time ever. What is he, 28, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say 30, yeah.
My wife surprised me by picking him up at the airport while I was at work.
Oh my God.
So they're just hugging continuously. I've been looking for my dad since I was a
teenager.
Thank you. I saw a terrorist, and I think my eyes are going. I don't think he was a terrorist. Now they see each other again, and they hug again.
Never thought I'd find him. Yeah, I would have to assume, right?
At that point, right?
He got to meet his first grandson. He found out he had a sister. Oh, my God.
Right?
And he has a brother who's a baller, who's just totally broke his ankles right there.
And they're all dancing in the backyard. Thank you for the best year of my life.
That's amazing. My family is complete.
Why?
That's beautiful. Wow. Great way to start us off, dude.
Right? Except for how did he get cut off from all of his family? Doesn't that seem odd? Found out he had a sister, met his dad for the first time.
Courtney has an idea.
Yeah, producer Courtney here. So in the caption, it said his dad never knew he existed.
Oh. So his mom's a four.
I don't think that's the point. I'm not sure that's the point. I think the point is his dad didn't know he existed, so there was no way they could connect. And then after doing this, they found out who it was, and his wife contacted him, and he met his entire family for the first time in 2021.
That's, I mean, who? God, that, it was a beautiful story. But I'm trying to, like, really put myself in those shoes. Imagine how scary that was.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you don't know, is my dad a crackhead or whatever?
What
you know what
dad,
I mean?
He sucks.
Right. And your sister hates you. And I mean, there's a lot of variables there, but 2021, best year of his life.
That's great. I mean, that's an amazing story. I have a really uplifting, beautiful one too. This young lady, no senior citizen, is it's really sad. I don't know why. I read this Neil Gaiman book like 2 or 3 years ago. Something at the end of the ocean or something like that. But the book starts out with this 10-year-old boy celebrating his birthday by himself. Like no one shows up to his birthday party.
Right.
And I don't know why. Like that goes into a territory with me where like dead puppies and like horrible murder mystery. Like I don't know why that's like.
Oh, you mean
it's depressing.
That's equal.
Something about that is like so depressing to me. It like ruins my day. Like the thought of celebrating your birthday alone. I don't know why. And I fortunately never had to do that or anything. I don't know why that hits me so hard. But this senior citizen in Mexico is celebrating her birthday clearly by herself. And she's being very Mexican, like singing and, you know, doing like clapping. And she has a whole like a celebratory dance and song and everything. And not only do the employees of the restaurant, but the other customers recognize this and they all come over to join in with her and celebrate.
She has a birthday cake in front of her by herself.
And they're like, oh, no, you can't do this by yourself. Here they come.
Are these other patrons?
It's a mixture of customers and the staff. They came up from the back. And everyone hugs her.
That is fantastic.
It is.
That's fantastic. And you never know when you're going to be presented with an opportunity like that, where you just go, oh, wait, that she's alone. I'm going to stand up and walk over and just give her a hug and say happy birthday.
Yeah. And you could, I don't care what the circumstances are. It's sad to see someone celebrating their birthday alone, but you don't know the circumstances. Maybe she has a really beautiful family and friend network and like everyone happened to be working at that time. And, or, you know what I'm saying? Like this was her only time in her work day to celebrate and everyone was busy. So it might not be as horrible as you're assuming, but either way, these people, they just saw someone celebrating a birthday by themselves and they, without thinking, they're like, no, we got to go over there.
And I guarantee you one person made the first move and then everybody else saw that and went, right. Yeah. Let's all get involved. Let's all get over there and hug her and do something nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone lit the flame.
Right. My next story is about a teacher in a suburb of Pittsburgh named Bethel Park. And he is also the football coach. And there was a storm that pretty much destroyed the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, this was recently, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, it was devastating, yeah.
Yes. And they basically all up the East Coast, like flights were being canceled. There was all kinds of problems. And so they had weightlifting day, and the coach sent out on Twitter, which I'm not sure why that's the way to communicate with your football team, that today, instead of lifting weights, we are going to go find people. My earphone just fell out. That was weird. We're going to go find people today. I don't know what happened. My ears are too big. We're going to go find older people today and people who need help. And we're just going to shovel the snow off of their driveways as a football team. So they just went knocking on doors saying, hey, do you need some help? Do you need some help? Watch this story out of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania.
The Bethel Park football team is getting a different kind of workout today. Instead of hitting the gym, they're hitting nearby neighborhoods and helping to dig people out of the snow.
It brought tears to my eyes, and I just feel like, you know, that's a really great thing for them to do on their day off.
It's not what Greg Hardy expected to see when he looked outside this morning when he was getting ready to shovel his Bethel Park driveway.
My wife said, you don't have to bother. And I said, why not? And I looked outside, and there they were, two snowblowers, five young gentlemen.
They were all players from the Bethel Park football team who are just following orders from their coach, Brian DeLallo. Coach DeLallo sent this tweet telling the team that Monday's weightlifting workout was canceled and to find an elderly or disabled neighbor who needs their driveway shoveled and not to accept any money.
If you go on Twitter, you'll see high schools all over Western Pennsylvania doing this. I think it says more something about the kind of kids and coaches that are involved in our game. We're trying to get people out and help the community, and that's really what it's all about.
How about that? Awesome. How about that? Oh, by the way, not only are you going to shovel the snow out of their driveway, do not take money. Do it for free. Yeah. Because that's what we do. And he said a bunch of the football programs across Pennsylvania are doing the same thing. And I love that because, again, probably one of them started and the rest of them think, oh, that's a great idea. We should do that. And then they started doing it. And that's just imagine the monotony of getting up every morning and shoveling the snow out of your driveway. And imagine being too old to do it as well.
Yeah. No, that I listen, there's no need to imagine. That sucks. Okay, yes. Like the end. Having to take off the ice off your windshield to go to work and then shovel snow to get out of your driveway fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's worse.
Now compound that with maybe physically not being capable. Oh my God. Like, oh. So that, yeah, it's beautiful.
That's nice.
Identified a problem. Uh-oh. And solved it. That's.
Oh, okay. I thought you identified a problem with the video and this is going to go south. No, not that that ever happens.
No. But never, ever, ever have 16, 17-year-old boys been disappointed that they couldn't wake up early and go to the gym.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, oh, dude, I'd kill to just lift weights this morning instead of.
What's more important than peace of mind in this day and age when we're doing things online? I'll answer that. Nothing. Nothing is more important. And that is why NordVPN is so important. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all your computers and devices. So, no matter the operating system, NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth will have your back. You never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/BLEAV. That's Bleav. Use the code Bleav, BLEAV. Get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you so much, NordVPN, for sponsoring Great News. And back to the show.
But right, look, they looked like they had a decent attitude. They were sort. It looked like they were into it.
The cameras were there.
Yeah, that's true.
The cameras were there, and their coach was there being interviewed. That's maximum level of I better behave correctly.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
High school football coach, especially in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, the things he must say to those boys.
Yeah. Just,
my football coach used to tell me, did your mother have any children that lived?
Your football coach is awesome.
Yeah, oh, he was. Coach Maloney was quite the man.
So this next one, beautiful story. This guy has had a stepfather. His biological mother remarried, and apparently he doesn't get into too many details, but his birth father wasn't everything he had hoped for. But this stepdad really stepped up, pardon the pun, and became a true father figure to this young man. So after after many years, he surprises him. He gives him a little, like, it looks like a just a brown bag, and inside there's a very meaningful little surprise. Check it out. So he's opening up this bag. Are you kidding me? And he brings over the entire folder, which is the filled out adoption process paperwork.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And this guy looks like a very kind of man's man, macho dude. And he absolutely can't contain himself. He just breaks down. Aw.
What is it?
She's talking to him like a kid. What is it, little Johnny? So,
I thought that was a meaningful, powerful story.
That is beautiful. Yes, that is a beautiful.
It goes
story.
On all the time, and you don't think about. Obvious. I mean, it's obvious. It's like saving refugees. Okay, obviously, it's an amazing thing to do. But then, when you really stop and think about the process of adoption.
Yes, agreed.
What a child of any age must feel like to feel abandoned, to feel unworthy of having parental figures, and then someone else steps up to do that. It's gorgeous.
That's amazing. My last story for this episode is a woman who rekindled a relationship with her high school sweetheart 42 years later. And she has regretted breaking up with him her whole life. Because when they were together in high school, her family, which it sounds like is very racist, and everybody that she knew, she fell in love with a black kid.
Uh-oh.
And there was just too much pressure for her, and she couldn't take it. And so she ended up breaking up with him. And she's regretted that every day for 42 years.
Man, that's... So, and I hate to say this, but you say her family, who was very racist.
Yes.
40-something years ago? Probably not.
Yes.
Probably just
meaning everybody
people.
Was more.
Yeah, probably just regular people. It's Could sad be. To say.
Yeah, but she broke up with him, and it was really heartbreaking for her, and she never got over it. Ugh. And watched this video of her finding him and rekindling her relationship with him. She starts by talking about her disappointments.
For most of her adult life, 68-year-old Jean Gustafson has suffered from chronic... regret.
Can't turn back the clock. I wish I could.
Would you do anything different?
Yes, I would have married him. I would have married him.
What Jean so regrets is breaking up with her college sweetheart.
So this was in the spring of 72.
A guy she met in the German club at Loyola University in Chicago.
This is Steve and I in the back here.
Jean says he would have made the perfect husband.
A lot of memories here.
If only he'd been white.
My mother was absolutely livid. I mean,
what did she say?
What didn't she say? How could I disgrace the family? It was not pretty.
Partly because of those pressures, Jean broke up with Steve Watts and never saw him again. Until a few months ago, when she tracked him down at this Chicago nursing home.
What I found was sort of a broken man.
Like Jean, Steve was divorced with no kids. But life for him had been much harder. He'd fallen on terrible times. He was homeless, had two strokes, and was almost unrecognizable the day Jean walked back into his life.
But he's still the wonderful, gorgeous man that I knew.
Did all those feelings come rushing back?
Yes, for both of us.
And so, with her mother no longer in the way, Jean made arrangements to move Steve from the nursing home to her home in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, sleeping. I feel terribly lucky that I get a second chance. Steve?
Steve's health issues have left him bedridden, but his mind is sharp and his heart young. In fact, if you listen closely, you can still hear his devotion, unwavering after all these years.
All of us too.
Race drove its wedge, and love wormed its way back. And their story isn't over, I don't think.
Has he proposed?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Hypothetically, if he did propose, what would your answer be?
Hypothetically, yes.
Sounds like a follow-up.
Should I book a ticket?
Hypothetically, yes.
Steve Hartman, CBS News, on the road.
Oh, first of all,
my gosh.
How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Not only that, and I hate to bring this up, but he's in way worse shape than she is.
Yeah. But he had two strokes.
Right. No, I'm not making fun of him, but that would make some people pause. Oh, I don't know. This guy's in a rest home and he's had two strokes and his health is bad. Maybe I shouldn't take him to my house because then I'm going to have to look after him. And all those thoughts that would come into most people's minds, it doesn't sound like she hesitated for a second.
No, and that's why you really do, not to be too corny, but that's why you know it's true love, where it's like there's just no rhyme or reason to the way you think. You know, like any other extraneous kind of stuff, the circumstances, that doesn't factor in. It's just like, well, that was the guy that I regretted breaking up with my whole life.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yep. You know? And that's also, that also shows that women are better than men in general. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. As a father of daughters. If it was a guy, if roles are reversed, he has in his mind how she looked at 18.
Right.
You know, and he shows up, he's like, yahoo, yikes. I mean, I'm not sure this is the right girl.
No, I'm not here to see you.
Wrong girl. Sorry, right. You guys. Sorry, CBS, you screwed up.
That is true. Unfortunately, that's pretty true.
That's a great story. I'm going to finish up with another story that I thought was really just a quick one, but just I thought really, really meaningful and moving. Cardi B, one of the biggest stars in the music world on the planet. She's from the Bronx, and she's made no secret about her life growing up that was very, very difficult. Recently there was a high-rise fire, which unfortunately in low-income neighborhoods, especially in the Northeast, happens with crazy frequency. But this one was devastating. Many, many fatalities. And of course, this is a low-income part of the Bronx. The people, we've talked about this on the show before, Kevin, your funeral costs, it's one of the most
absurd,
inhumane scams, you know, that exist. These people didn't have the money to take care of this, and Cardi B came forward and paid for all of the funeral costs for all the families affected, with 17 different families having fatalities.
Wow.
So this was a really devastating fire.
But good for her. That's great.
Yeah, and she said that, look, I'm very proud of where I come from, and it means a lot to me to constantly remind myself of who I am. And these people are they're a part of who I am. So it just seemed like a natural thing to do. I thought
that's really great,
really beautiful story.
If you like this podcast, you can subscribe, please, and also suggest it to your friends. Maybe they'll like it as well, just to get a little balance in your life of the news versus people who are actually good people that restore your faith in humanity.
And it's shocking, because we never will run out of stories. That's how
much
this stuff goes on out there in the world. And the mainstream media won't tell you about it, man.
Who are we going to get the outro from?
Bruce
Fred Schneider? Oh, sorry. Bruce Springsteen. Okay.
I remember my dad called me in a phone booth.
This is going to be a while, everybody. Settle in.
The Vietnam War. And it was raining in Brick, New Jersey. And I said, Dad,
You not like Bruce Springsteen? Sorry.
Well, your dog hates Bruce.
She thought someone else came in the house because of my
because of your perfect
amazing
impression.
Voice skills.
Well, you don't have to start over, right? Because we all remember.
No, I got to start over. That story.
Okay.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.